Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello. Good evening and welcome to the Samina Spin. I'm your host, Samina Mughal. Hope everyone is doing well this fine Wednesday evening. So today I chose to call this podcast Living in Abundance. And I was thinking about what abundance means. Abundance means different things to different people. Many times when we think of abundance, we think of resources, we think money, we think wealth. For me, abundance is resources, yes, having everything that you need. But for me, it isn't just material goods. It's having what you need emotionally, mentally, spiritually, and of course, physically. But like I said, I don't think true abundance only comes from material things. The Prophet Muhammad said, riches are not from an abundance of worldly goods, but from a contented mind. A contented mind is everything. When you're happy with what you're doing and how you're doing it, that's everything. If you are satisfied and fulfilled with what you're doing, what could be better than that? Of course, a lot of you would say money. I would agree to that. Money is a good thing. It's not the only thing. And if I have to make a choice between money and being content, I'll choose being content. Now, I realized physical comfort is important. Physical abundance is important. Money helps you keep a roof over your head, get you clothes, feed you, and give you the resources that you need. I'm not denying that. But it's not the only thing. And I would argue that when you're content and you're satisfied and you're fulfilled with what you're doing, the money comes, even if you don't see it right away. But that's another matter. And again, I would agree. Money has its place. Money buys experience. When I go on trips and experience other places, I need money for that. I love Dior. I need money for Dior. I need a lot of money for Dior, which is why I don't have a lot of Dior. But if I don't have Dior, that's okay. Even though I like Dior, it's okay. What I do have is peace of mind. Now, I just mentioned that I need money to go on trips and experience places. In some cases, that's true. But I can also have that just taking a walk in nature. I can have an experience, and I could even have profound learning experience just walking in nature. Some of the best lessons in life I have learned have been on my nature walks. That's free. The lessons that I have learned on some of those nature walks, that's priceless. And I'm not even looking for anything when I'm in nature. The only thing that I look forward to when I go walking in nature is to just make that connection, because I am a part of nature. I'm not separate from it. I'm a part of it. And making that connection on my walks is a beautiful thing to me. I'm not looking for any particular outcome. But somehow, certain things come to me as I'm walking. One day, I was walking a new path, and I had walked it before. I wasn't 100% certain of where I was going. And I got to this one part, and I wasn't sure which way to go. And then as I meandered onto the right way to go, I realized that this is probably the clearest part of the path. It's flat and easy to get over. Other parts where I could have crossed over were kind of uncomfortable and difficult place where I had crossed over the previous day. I noticed that just flat and easy to get across. And what I realized in that moment was that sometimes the path is a lot easier than you think it is. I apply that to life. I got that just on a walk in nature, and I didn't need any money for that. Now, I neglected to mention that if you want to chime in on this topic and you have something you want to say, I would love for you to call in. The guest call-in number is 323-642-1775. Again, the guest call-in number is 323-642-1775. Again, I would love to hear from you. So the next part of abundance for me is peace of mind. That's similar to what I just said about a contented mind, but that mental comfort is part of abundance. When you have peace of mind that you're doing the things that you want to do in the way that you want to do them, that peace of mind, that mental comfort is a beautiful thing. A lot of us don't do well with uncertainty, and that leads to a chaotic mind. If you have a chaotic mind, then to me, that's not abundance. That's lack, because you're not quite on your game. You don't quite have a tool that you need. So a contented mind is also part of abundance, that mental comfort. And a lot of that has to do with what we do from the day to day, what we do for a living, how we make our dollars. Bringing those dollars home gives us peace of mind, but do we really love what we're doing when we're at those jobs? Do we have that mental comfort? Some of us do, some of us don't. I know people who stay in jobs because they're bringing home dollars, but they hate their jobs. So you have the dollars to pay your bills, but you don't have peace of mind because you hate your job. So for some people, that trade-off is okay, but it doesn't have to be that way. You can have both. At least in my experience, I feel like you can have both. Wayne Dyer said, doing what you love is the cornerstone to having abundance in your life. And I feel that he's right. Doing what you love instead of what you hate, that makes a lot of sense. But some people will do what they hate just so they can have that physical comfort, because they're only focused on abundance that comes from wealth. And even if you're getting the money, that doesn't mean you're wealthy. Maybe there's more being traded off here than what we realize. The last component for me of abundance is spiritual abundance. Just knowing everything is okay. That no matter what happens in life, you're going to have spiritual abundance. And I would even venture to say that no matter what comes your way, you're even and you don't even get rattled by it, that's the ultimate in spiritual abundance. But that takes a long time to get there. But when you realize all you need is either in you or it will come to you, once you know that, when there isn't a doubt in your mind that that's the case, that all you need is either in you or it will come to you, that's everything. The comfort of the mind, body, and spirit, it's all equally important. The cooperation of the brain and the heart with your spirit leading the way is the path to true abundance. For me, that's the true abundance. When your brain and heart are working together and your spirit is leading the way, that's true abundance. That's not an easy path, but it's a path that's worth it. When you pay attention to all of it equally, that's when you see that true abundance is all around us. And you live in that true abundance. Rumi said, respond to every call that excites your spirit. When you do that, the abundance you seek, whatever that looks like to you, will come your way. I hope you enjoyed what you just heard. That's slightly different than what my usual is. Usually I have some story that I share with you because this is a storytelling podcast, but I felt the need to share this bit of insight with you today. I hope you enjoyed it. If you like what you've heard in this podcast and would like to hear more, I have two books available on Amazon, Scheherazade's Daughters and the Siddiqui Brothers in Cairo. If you would like to read my Behind and Beyond the Veil blog, you can check it out on www.SaminaKMughal.com. Until next time, that's the Samina Spin. Good night and love and light.